Hey everybody, this is Coach Anna McCoy. You're loved and appreciated. You're celebrated and you're valued today. I want to share with you on the word intention, on being intentional, and what that might look like when you're thinking about becoming a person of intentional behavior, intentional admiration, intentional obsession about being the best that you can possibly be in life. So here we go. Be intentional. So be intentional. The word means purposeful. It means to be intense with God. It means to be meaningful and significant, to be steadfast, and it means to be restful and also simplicity. So I want to talk about each one of those things. First of all, purposeful. To be purposeful is to have a desire of mind directed toward godly instruction. So many people are trying to accomplish their destiny in life. But when I think about purpose, I think about instruction. I think about obedience. I think about vision. I think about being in the right place at the right time. I think about the intention of what I am doing in being fully present. So for me, purposeful is to have a desire of mind directed toward godly instruction. And that really means to me is that I am always looking for the signs of God in my life. I am looking to experience and to see and to observe and to hear things that I believe are far greater than myself. And what I have aligned with when I say godly instruction as a believer, as one who believes in the Holy Spirit, who believes in the greater one who lives in me, but not is me, but of me, but yet is greater than me. And for whatever reason, it makes me be able to work and to survive and to thrive in this world is to know that it doesn't stop with me. And so when I pursue purpose, I am in pursuit of a desire of mind directed toward godly instruction, meaning that I prefer to yield to those things that I perceive are God's direction, whether it's a word, whether it's the Bible, whether it's a relationship who I perceive to be a person of God or a person of belief. I put that into my mindset of godly instruction. The next one on being intentional is to be intense with God. What that means to me, it means to allow God to intensify His presence in my life, and that His intensity will become my identity. Now, that's a lot to take in quickly here. And what I'm saying is that I have to be so consciously aware when it comes to the things that I perceive to be godly, good. And I love that word good because the Bible also says that God is good. So I believe that if I pursue the global good for things and for people and for family and for friends, then I will allow the intensity of good to overwhelm my life and to allow the intensity of good and God is good to literally intensify my identity as a good person, as a godly person, as a person that pursues righteousness with all intentionality on being intent to do God's will. Part of that intentionality is being meaningful and significant. And what that means to me is to listen for Him. As we listen for Him, we will find meaning and we will signify with signs and the wonders for His glory. That means for me that the things I do in life, I want a greater depth of understanding. I want a greater meaning of why I am doing this. I want to understand my why. I want to understand my purpose in life. So it helps me to find the meaning and to signify and to announce and proclaim what I believe is the greater good. that will bring the glory to God and for good. And remember that God is good. Be steadfast. Steadfast is faith, is intention, unshaken. Absolutely love that, don't you? I love this idea of faith is intention. And it's an unwavering and unshaking intensity to be intentional about the things that you believe you are called to do. In order to accomplish this, one must also develop the I will power. We have to learn to say yes to instruction, to God's instruction. We have to increase our speed of response to Him. Our yes will be blessed beyond measure. And our will to do His good pleasure will bring goodness into our life. Stay the course of His intention for you, no matter what. Know the intention of God. I love Ephesians 2:10 that talks about we are God's workmanship, His masterpiece in Christ Jesus. But the part that I really love most, and we don't pay attention to maybe as much, is that, you know, our job is just to walk in the works of God, the things that He has planned for us long ago. Be steadfast in knowing and having that faith which is your intention unshakable. I do know this about intention. Intention is often and always disturbed by distraction. And so when I think about faith being intention unshakable, it means that you are so focused, you are so committed, you are so resolute about your resolve, about your faith, about what you've heard, about what you've seen, about what you know in your knowing. The next word that I want to share with you is intensify your life to live in perpetual glory. What that really means is become heavenly minded. Find one thing in your life, one thing that seems to be difficult for you to overcome, and become heavenly minded about that. What that means is means that you're going to elevate your thought process. You're going to elevate your mind. I love the scripture. I think it's 2 Corinthians 10 and 14, somewhere along in there. But it talks about the Bible, the word, God will purge your consciousness from dead works that you may serve the living God. So become heavenly minded to bring heaven to earth, to think on those things that are good and lovely and pure. This is another thing that I absolutely love, is living in the realm where God's will is accomplished. I mean, that's being heavenly minded. That is being having an elevated intention, is that you want to reside and be present in the realm where God's will is accomplished. Seeing, doing, saying, becoming what you see the Father doing. Again, be intentional. Be restful. This word has consistently come up. I've taken time to rest and to rest my physical body along with the rest of the soul. And to be restful means that when we follow God's intentionality, we will be in rest. It is the effortless effort that precedes that will precede and succeed His intention for us. Let me say that again. It is the effortless effort that will proceed and succeed His intention for us. We give Holy Spirit permission to intensify our life with the Lord's presence. This is being restful. If you are striving and you are toiling and you are stressing and things are so difficult for you, you're out of what God's intention for you. effortless effort. Finally, the last thing that I'll share with you in this space of intention is simplicity is in intentionality. It is faith, it is focus, and it is function. We will be ready for our ordained moment in the here and now as we believe, perceive, and do. We refuse to be distracted, and we will be anxious for nothing. We will keep it simple and intentional, and we will hit the mark. So the objective is simplicity is in intentionality. So in your life, simplify all things. You are loved. You are appreciated. God bless you. Be intentional.